Hey everybody, welcome to the live stream. This is exactly, or welcome to the podcast if you're listening to this on a podcast, Branding with Brandon, the podcast. So it's 6 p.m. exactly, and I have to say that I did not, I was planning to get on at 6 p.m., but I did not know it was exactly the right time. I thought I was getting one early, and then, you know, it's one of those things. It's one of those magical things that the time aligns. So anyway, if you're here on the replay, give me a hashtag replay, say what's up. If it's your first time, let me know if it's your first time. And if you're live, then say, hi, I'm here. You choose which one you want to say. So, just no lying allowed. You gotta be honest in this community, in this group. So I'm gonna share this to my group, Branding with Brandon. If you're not in the group, Branding with Brandon, check that out. You can find all the things that I offer at brandingwithbrandon.com. So you can find my current offer messenger on that link tree. Hey, Sarah. And you can find the group Branding with Brandon right there. So let's make it simple. Brandingwithbrandon.com is where all your needs are. Hey, Alicia. So I'm going to share this to the group. In this video, or in this podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, why is it telling me to start a watch party? I do not, whatever, I'll start a watch party. We'll call it a watch party, whatever the fuck. In this video, I will be covering the title. What was the title again? Hold on 1 second. All right, I shared it. Let me get the technical stuff first before I like start talking, because I'm trying to do too many things at once and it's not good for my personality type. Okay, the messenger is decisive, direct, and certain. So in this video, we're gonna talk about how the messenger is direct, decisive, and certain behind the scenes and what decisions that you make. But also, so behind the scenes is important because you gotta be in alignment behind the scenes if you wanna be respected as a leader publicly. Hey Dominic, hey Jessica, welcome. Yay. So, love hearts. So you gotta be decisive behind the scenes for that to show publicly. Like, people can read energy. And also, in your content, are you being decisive, direct, and certain? I gotta make sure I get all the words in the correct order as a title so it all matches and it all aligns, you know? I can't be all messy here. So we're gonna talk about that. I also have two submitted questions in for this video that I would like to answer. So it's gonna be a fun live stream. First, I'm gonna stick with the questions because that's the scripted part of this live stream, the more scripted part. And I like to get all that out of the way so I can flow. So if you ever do any of my programs, the same thing applies. If I do an open Q&A for the live stream that we do, I make sure I answer all the questions first and then I go on a rant later on and allow myself to channel. That's how I like to operate. I like getting all the stuff done. I also like being upfront about like what I'm selling at that time. That's why I will say like, hey, I have Messenger going on that starts Friday tomorrow at 2 p.m. Is it 2 p.m.? I think it's 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll have to check the time again. Someone in Messenger can say it in the comments, but I believe I did say 2 p.m. Eastern for tomorrow. So like, I'm upfront about like the thing that I'm selling or an upsell that I'm doing or whatever it may be, because then I allow myself, like, I'm not like waiting on the pitch, or I'm not waiting on asking the questions or waiting for the thing that I'm going to thread into the live stream. I can allow myself to flow and have a good time. P.S. This is not coffee. I'm a responsible human being in 2020 and I am not drinking coffee that late. Although I will say that I had plenty of coffee today. Don't call me out back there. So anyway, on to the questions. And I'll keep it anonymous because it was in my group, Branding with Brandon. And I'm not sure if they want, I'm sure they don't care, but confidentiality as much as possible. So, damn, the ass was working for me well, LMFAO. What she's implying to is because I said, learn how to sell with your message without having to sell your soul or your ass for that matter. So that's where the ass reference is from. How do you suggest clearing the blocks of feeling like a bother to people for speaking when you grew up feeling like a bother? Or maybe it is a wounded masculine's criticism that blocks me. I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on healing sounded masculine energy in business. So, for one thing, oh no, there's a dog barking out there. Okay, so anyway, being decisive and certain in your message and what you do behind the scenes, that's part of the healthy masculine energy in the leadership. Katie, you're messing up the live stream. No growling. No. Hold on one second. Let me get rid of Katie. The Katie sabotage. Hey, you gotta go in your room. Go in your room. 1 second, I'll be right back, I promise. Your time is valued. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Get in there. Gosh. Parenting, am I right? I know like actual parents would be upset with me comparing dog ownership to parenting or dog parenting. Hey, Shona. Welcome. Rhiannon, welcome. Okay, so the question was, where was I with the question? Okay, so part of being decisive and clear and consistent and direct is that healthy masculine energy that you put into your business and your leadership. So I wanted to say that there. It is an experience for me, and I think for many people, where we've grew up feeling like a bother. Like, for wherever, you know, however long I remember growing up, I remember as a kid feeling shy, and it might have been through the programming of having to respect adults or something. So it's like I never wanted to be a bother to people. And what I would say to heal that is, what works for me when it comes to, for one thing, is just taking action. For 21 days, like step out of your comfort zone and have conversations with people. But something that's helped for me when it comes to starting conversations with people is having a reason to. So for me, what really helps me with starting conversations is having a valid reason to do it. So maybe I put out an offer and people said yes, you know, like one of those offers you post, you're offering a free PDF or something free of value that's linked to your service, and then allow that to be an excuse to slide in the DMs and say, hey, what's up? And also what has helped for me is never to feel like I have to be someone that I'm not. Now, early on when I was a coach, I felt like I had to be a little more maybe forceful with sales. Like I had to say like, this is what you need, blah, 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 and then not checking in with them as much, or feeling like I had to, just like push the sale more than checking in with them and allowing them to decide. So I want you to know this, like regardless of what's taught in business, you can allow your clients to decide to work with you, and you don't have to stress so much about handling objections or disrupting their boundaries or their comfort zone or whatever it is. You get to create a message and earn money creating a message by being you and inviting people into your space and not having to feel like you have to be a bother. In fact, I remember when I was first into entrepreneurship, when I was learning real estate, I was taught cold calling. Boy, was that fun. But something that I was first introduced to traction marketing soon after that, like sending letters and all that, you know, all the type of direct marketing there. And it was all about inviting people to talk. And it was like shifting the energy of being that pesky salesperson to being a person that is helpful, but not too pressury. The truth is, you're gonna make more of an impact when you allow people to buy into what you're doing and allow people to choose like it was their decision, than to feel like you have to be a pest to people, that feeling like you have to be a bother. So there's that aspect. There's nothing that you really had to do to break people's boundaries or force people to buy. In fact, that's a hard-headed way of doing things. Like, you might as well be banging your head against a wall. I know a lot of people teach that, but it's not the way you have to do it. I think a lot of us humans feel like we have to, we get in our ego and we feel like we have to do things by force. But when you're in your true power is when you adopt the mindset that I'm gonna be so damn good that they can't ignore me and that they wanna message me. And like for Messenger, it's interesting. Even people who aren't quite ready to join Messenger yet, this is probably the program where I've received the most messages, because it's Messenger, messages. But the most messages, like even when I'm not even like trying to chase people or tell people like, hey, get in Messenger. Like people are feeling the vibe and they're like, hey, like this sounds fucking awesome. Not doing it now, but I just wanted to let you know. And it's been a common thing in the past few days. And I want to say this is when you're hitting the mark in your message, people will be attracted to your energy and you won't feel like a bother. You won't feel like you have to knock on their fucking door or like creep in their inbox. Another thing I like about networking in a healthy way is I'll just check people's stories. And if I have a reason to reach out or they give a call to action for me to reach out, then I can create that connection. And there's sort of a low risk there. So it's like, think of the path of least resistance when it comes to sparking up conversations with people, when there is an invitation there or a reason to have a conversation. And the more and more you do that, like I highly suggest like making it a habit and just take a small step for 21 days. Like let's just say, hey, for 21 days, I'm gonna send appreciation messages. Just 3 appreciation messages for 21 days. Not a huge amount. And once you do those 3, you're probably going to do a lot more. But what that is you're not going to be a bother to people. You're not expecting anything from people. All you're doing is giving them a compliment, and you can even give them an out. Just say, hey, don't worry about responding to this message. If you get around to it, that's awesome. If not, I just wanted to share this appreciation to you. And you know, I just wanted to spread the love, something like that. So it's not like they don't feel pressured, they don't feel bothered, they might not even read it, but you're spreading appreciation and you're stepping out of your comfort zone. Not naming any names, I admit I sent one of those. Yep. It was funny because like, I don't know if it was because Rose showed up in the comments, but like it just came through as a download as Rose was coming into the live stream. And I was like, this is funny as I'm speaking the words. Yeah, exactly this. No more showing someone their pain and how you can fix that. It's the only way out. I always hated that. Now, here I am with me if you want to. That's cool. Yeah, you don't have to rub constant salt in the wounds of people in order to get them to buy. You don't have to position yourself as like, they need me or else. Your gifts and your services are compelling and magnetic enough that people will choose to buy in. And if you have a hard time communicating that, then we can work together and make a fucking change with that. But I want to say that the marketing can feel a lot lighter. You can feel like you're more in your body while doing it. And if it's confusing, then it's off and that can be quickly shifted and changed. And that's sort of like the live stream title of being decisive, being direct, and being clear. I don't know, what did I say in the title? I need to remember the title. Well, but it's like being decisive, direct, and certain. That clear, certain, cool. So it's all about that. And I think I lost my questions. But when you're certain, hey Dan, hey Melody, when you're certain, then people become certain around you. Your energy is infectious. When you get in your head and you feel confused and you're like, what pain points do I use? Or am I doing enough? And you take in all this head-based learning, you're just gonna infect people with your confusion. That's basically what's going on. So it's not even like, let's say you're wondering if you're saying the right niche or if you're being clear enough in your message. Chances are, it's not that you're not being clear in your message. Well, in a way, it's not that you don't know your niche. It's the fact that you're confused and you're taking in so much conflicting information that it confuses the hell out of you, and then you're not directly communicating that in a way that people can understand, because you're too much in your head of like, do I do it this way? Do I say the pain points? Do I type it in this order? And actually, I think this goes on into the next question pretty perfectly. Flow, what's up, Jen? Not as in flow as in progressive, but flow as in Jedi, the Force. So, the anonymous submission person said, even though they're in a kind of public group, but whatever, keep them anonymous. You ever try to say anonymous like 15 times really fast? Okay, I promise I'm totally sober on it. I will own it if I'm not sober. I'm just acting weird. I always say his name. Okay, every time I write, I end up trying to cover the full spectrum of the topic at hand because I don't want to leave anyone behind. It becomes a chore because it's like to give everyone a backstory for the point I'm trying to make, and it becomes exhausting. Anyway, it leaves me unwilling to write, wondering your thoughts on that. So I do have many thoughts on that. Hey, Jamie, here's Facebook Live again, getting people by alphabetical order. I have many thoughts on that. Don't feel like it's your job to not leave somebody behind, first of all. Like, so stop trying to rescue your audience and like trying so hard, or like resisting confusing your audience, because as you're resisting confusing your audience, you're tapping into the energy of confusing, and then you're fucking confusing your audience. So that's what I want to say, that when you're writing from flow, it doesn't feel like a chore. You're just allowing yourself to express. And part of the mentality that will help you get into that flow is realizing that it doesn't have to be that serious. Content doesn't have to be that serious. And imagine everything is a test. So you have the real estate on organic social media to post whatever the hell you want for free. And you have like unlimited amounts of times to allow people to come in and be magnetized by what you're speaking. And when you realize that, when you realize it's not a do or die situation when you're writing content, you become more magnetic. And those are the pieces of content that end up drawing more people in. But the paradox here is it doesn't fucking matter at the end of the day. Like, whoever comes in and engages, just allow that to be in the back of your mind as a test. And it's like, oh, you know, and there's an aspect of not blaming everything on the algorithm, but also when you do it, it's realizing it's a test and saying like, okay, well, there's, you know, not making it personal about yourself. It's like, well, maybe there's some way I worded it that didn't catch their attention, or maybe it was part of, you know, the time or some weird thing that was out of my control that created this situation. But then you can play with it more instead of thinking that this piece of content is do or die. And if not more than 5 people engage, or if not more than a few people buy from this piece of content, that means it's horrible. So when you let go of that and you release a lot of the resistance that comes from creating a perfect message, then you allow yourself to flow. And you'll notice inspiration starts flowing through more and more because you're not taking that one idea and choking that idea. That's pretty graphic, but that's what came through for me. So I wanted to say that. And I also want to say that there's ways that you can repurpose your content. So maybe it flows through you where it's this long detailed thing. And maybe in the back of your mind, you're wondering like, is this going to confuse people? Are they going to fall behind? Is this going to put people off? You don't have to worry about that because you can repurpose the content. So post the content and your diehard fans, the people who fucking love your content, who've been reading your stuff for a while or watching your videos for a while, they'll dive into that meaty content and they're like, oh wow, this is awesome. But also, you can go over that content, either do it yourself or you can hire somebody to look over the content and find the main points and the quotables and all that good stuff that you can repurpose as like maybe a short quote that you put on your organic page with the background in it. Or maybe you use that short quote and make a twist and make a shorter piece of content that's part of that bigger piece of content. So I just wanted to say that's available to you. And even if you're repeating yourself in a way, no one's gonna get tired. Happy New Year. Thanks, Jen. No one's going to get tired of your message, even if you're saying the same things at times, because people need to ingrain that message in different ways. And there's so much going on in social media that just by adding some more quantity and getting the right people's attention, you're not going to annoy the right people who need to hear your message. So I just wanted to say that, and I just wanted to give you the freedom that nothing is permanent either. So if people do have questions, or they feel you moved too fast, or they got lost, have content that checks in with your audience. It's like, what more do you want to hear? What more do you want me to expand on? And you can expand on that in a live stream, or you can do it in an assortment of ways, and you can also get a better understanding of what type of offers to craft for your people. So I hope that cleared some things up. Let me sip my water. So on to the topic at hand, and I think we did speak on a live about the topic. I'm gonna read this first. I wanna handle all the questions first. I'm wondering how to know what content to offer for free versus content that is part of a product or service. Service, thanks, service. So something I said in a previous live stream is there's two types of way that I see people market. One type of way I see people try to like hold their best stuff for their programs. And then I see the other end of the spectrum where it's like put the best stuff out for free. Now, I think most of the mentors that I've probably learned from, probably most recently, follow the method of putting their best stuff out for free. But it's not necessarily a decision of, for me at least, it's not a decision to be like, hey, I'm gonna put my best stuff out for free, here it is. Like, I didn't go on this live stream thinking, I'm gonna rock their world and give them the best stuff for free. What I came on this live stream with my intention is to answer questions that came up and give the best value that I could at this time, and not feel like my information is a finite resource that I'm holding in a vault. So for instance, Messenger is a program that I'm doing now. There's no fear in my mind that I'm gonna give you too much information that you can just like walk away without the program, because the program itself is a container that helps you elevate. And it's a whole different experience than my free content, no matter how much stuff I say on this live stream. There's a certain elevation of making that investment, like making that energetic investment that creates a change in your world because you made a decision right in that moment. And like for times I've invested in myself and for times my clients invested in themselves, there's often an instant change. Because it makes a statement to the universe of like, hey, I'm really about this shit and I'm gonna fucking do it. And I'm clear and I'm moving forward. And I want to say the same is for your people. So there's a difference of when someone makes that initial investment, they make an energetic shift. Also with that, we're in the information age. So honestly, if you looked hard enough, you can go on YouTube and you can find all this type of maybe cookie cutter information and some very good information on how you want to elevate your life. But what is really valuable is your knowledge, your expertise, and the custom tailored support they get from you. So that's why I personally like doing live programs. And of course there's digital products and those are good too. Those are helpful, but most of my programs have my lifeblood like running through it. Like it's just like you're there with me in that container and I am helping you personally. Regardless if it's like a normal program or you're working with me one-on-one, you're having me loop in with you. Gotta run, but I will watch a replay. Awesome, see you later, have an amazing night. What's up, Steve? So I wanted to say that when people come into your container, they're gonna get something so much more elevated than your free content could ever do. Something else that I like to do is I want my free content for people to be able to apply it in their life, even if they never work with me. Now, so there's some people that are meant to just read the free content and be impacted. And that's just a beautiful thing because I'm impacting people regardless. I'll fill a launch, but there's also people who benefit from that launch process and maybe they never buy, or maybe they have a great experience from that free service. And then 3 months down the line, they decide to join a program that's really calling to them. So I just wanted to say that when you don't put any limitations on the content that you produce and you allow yourself to channel and flow, you're gonna show to the world that you're so damn good that people can't ignore you. You're gonna have people who are appreciative and love that you gave that value. And also you're gonna open up the inspiration to flow through. So when you do that program and you are live with those select individuals, however many there are in that program, you're giving them something unique, you're giving them something custom tailored, and the transformation and the information that comes through is infinite. So it will always channel through and you're not going to run out. So I hope that was helpful, but I just want you to know that like your content, your ideas, all that get to be abundant. And when you give it permission to be abundant and you allow yourself to flow and you're telling the universe like more, please, more, more ideas, and you consistently get into the receptive mode, then you're always going to have content that rock people's worlds. Even if initially you did a free live stream or something and you're like, wow, this is my best stuff ever, you're gonna, when it comes to the launch and the program, you're gonna wow yourself again and again because you're just constantly channeling through. So going on into being decisive, I wanted to say two things behind the scenes, and I feel like this live stream sort of thread that idea through and through. But truly, I'll say this. One thing is, I know there's a lot of leaders that I find very successful that are almost arrogant, and I don't fully agree with everything that they do, but they're so arrogant and so convinced that what they do is the best thing fucking ever, that there's no way that they can't be successful. And sometimes it may come out in a shadowy way where they down somebody else, or they're like, this person's teaching sucks, this is the way. And it's like they can't be convinced otherwise. You can't even have a conversation with them. But there's some magic in that. There's some alchemy in that. And I'm not saying that you have to be closed-minded and arrogant about your gifts, but I just wanted to show you sort of the shadow of the decisiveness and the sort of idea of like, you're not to be fucked with. Like, this is my message. This is what I'm about. This is what I stand for. And that's that. This is the thing that I have is the best in the world. Now, when you apply that to your marketing, you're going to create raving fans. You're going to create a raving community that fucking loves your shit. And they're going to feel certain. They're going to trust you. They're going to love what you do. And they're going to trust the containers that you create and the services that you create. So I want to say this. The most effective form of marketing is something that feels absolute in a way, where you're like, this is the way. This is the best way to do it. Like, this is... hold on. Thanks. That makes sense. I think I just don't know what content to share because I'm comparing myself to all these fancy recipe pages. It's tripping me out.
You need to hire Brandon. Brandon, he's got you.
No.
It's just silly if somebody doesn't hire you. You're literally the best.
Thank you. No comparison necessary. What you do is fucking awesome, and there's always going to be people you feel like are better, or you know, you're behind or whatever, and whatever level that you get at, you're going to have that. I just want you to know that you don't have to have all the fancy stuff. You don't have to have things perfect. And all you really need is your soul message and your presence and your brilliance and being able to put that out. a lot of people who are extremely successful, from six-figure coaches to seven-figure entrepreneurs, whatever it may be, a lot of them built their business from PayPal links, from, you know, something, you know, just like something that's kind of put together and not that beautiful. And then as they built, as they addressed what was important, then they're like, okay, well, maybe I'll do this nice branding photo shoot, or maybe I'll do a pretty website or a recipe book, whatever it may be. So I want to say this is, what's important when it comes to converting clients is not all the fancy stuff that maybe a lot of established people or someone who's been in the game longer, whatever it may be. That stuff is not the most important. The most important is knowing to market, knowing how to sell, knowing how to connect to your audience, and building programs that serve them amazingly. Hey, Sevda, same thing goes with podcasts. Like, I'd much rather see people create a podcast that's not like visually perfect yet, but have bomb ass content that serves people, and creating content that converts. Like, that's the most important thing. And once you're creating more and more content that converts, you can have fun with the website without feeling stressed. You can have fun with the recipe books and the pretty things and all that stuff. And that can amplify things for sure and have things seem more polished. But those aren't the things that are gonna be the core influence to your ideal clients. Hey, Jennifer, welcome. So what was I saying? Okay, so the direct. So when you're a leader, you wanna be direct with your values. Like, that's where I wanna get down to. Like, you really wanna know your values. And something that I said in a post earlier, and I notice I say that a lot on live streams, like something I said in the post earlier, I like back referencing, I guess. Something I said in a post earlier is you wanna make your community exclusive. And you want to know the code of conduct. You want to know the guidelines. There was a client that I was working with who had like a group of over 20K people. And one of the biggest struggles with activating that group was sort of being wishy-washy of what the group stood for. So that's one prime example. And this is why you want to be decisive on all levels of the game. There was confusion there of, what was the code of conduct for the group? What was the group going to stand for? And everyone was fucking messaging her with her suggestions. So in order to get the group to have an identity, and by the way, since I said identity, identity is the name of the next program coming up. So it pretty much bridges from Messenger to identity. So Messenger is in January, identity is in February. Fucking awesome. Hey, Haley. Haley Bailey, I like that name, it rhymes. So, you want your community to have an identity and sort of a code of conduct and to be exclusive in a way where everyone is pretty much on the same page. Now, when I say this, I think the extreme of this is like a cult-like environment where everyone's sort of like a zombie and they think the same and we pledge of allegiance to you. I think that can be the very extreme. But I think there's part of taking that aspect and having it in a more healthy way. And so for example, like one person in your personal profile, even your personal profile, or even your public, you know, like your free group, or, and then especially in your mastermind or retreat, if you invite one person that has like a negative mindset, or they're not aligned with the mission at hand, or don't have the same values in mind, it can spoil the whole experience. And when you're decisive of what goes and what doesn't, when you're decisive of precisely what you stand for and what you stand against, that is the message that fucking sells. When you're decisive of what you stand for, more importantly. Because if, and the opposite of what this looks like is if you have a message and you're not really sure what you stand for, you're asking for people's suggestions, you're allowing the outsiders to craft your message, or you're just like letting in, it's like one thing to allow like diversity of opinion, But if you're letting in like a level of disrespect, or you know, you don't really have a control over the container and you're not setting up a code of conduct, then the respect as a leader goes out. And there won't be a respect there to be like, hey, I want to work with you on the next level. So that's what I mean when it comes to being certain and decisive. And you also want to be able to work your decision muscle where you can make a decision quickly. Now, that's not saying that there's some decisions that you need to make in your business where it's like, okay, I'm going to take a day to map this out and honor your human design. I believe the human design for manifesting generators like myself is like, okay, I'm going to take 3 days and I'm going to marinate on this. But you're being very direct and you're giving yourself the time to make decisions. So the ability to make decisions quickly and also not feeling like you have to explain yourself, that's going to skyrocket your business and the impact that you make. It's going to fucking skyrocket it because people are like, oh, now I see you. Now I see the type of leader you are. Now I see that you're willing to set the tone when needed. And for me, like, that's been a learning spiral for me, because growing up, and actually this sort of is connected to the first question in this live stream, is connected in a way of like, I don't want to be a bother. That sort of resonates with me growing up, because I felt like a lot of times I didn't want to be a bother. I felt like I had to always over-explain myself, or I didn't want to hurt people with my boundaries. When you let that go and you release the responsibility, so you release having to take more responsibility than your personal responsibility, as in you're no longer taking responsibility for other people's experiences, not only do you feel lighter, not only do you feel more free, but you are more respected and you open up the space for the fuck yes people that are meant to be in your life. Hey, Allison. So that's the first part about being decisive and direct. Another thing about being decisive and direct is knowing what your message is and what you stand for, and just choosing it. And let's break this down a bit. Why would you not decide something? Why would you not make a grounded decision in your message? Because of the fear of failure? Because of the fear if it doesn't work out that one time? But what does indecisive mean? It means that you drain yourself out every single day, every single second of the day, and it's this energetic leak that keeps leaking and leaking and leaking. So when you're on the fence about things, or you're not sure what your message is going to be, or you're not sure what you're going to launch, and you're not doubling down on the shit that makes you fucking awesome, then there's energetic leaks and your focus is scattered. But when you decide to reel that in and you're willing to risk being wrong and making a decision, that's the type of masculine energy that helps in your leadership, that helps people follow you or follow suit. And when I say masculine energy, this is definitely impactful for women as well. We all have masculine and feminine energy, but like the masculine aspect of like, this is where we're going, I have everything planned, I know exactly what's going to happen, that's the aspect of the leadership that is infectious to people. And that's that grounded messenger energy where people are like, okay, I know what I'm getting by visiting this person's page, reading their content. I know where they're going, so I can trust them with my money. I can trust them with their content and what they say, because they're decisive, they're committed, and they're devoted, and all that good stuff. They're clear. So be willing. In order to be right, you got to be willing to possibly be wrong and make adjustments along the way. But you don't want to be in that indecisive state of like, I don't know. And you don't want to be that sort of wishy-washy, I don't know, I'm confused, I don't know what's going on. You want to be totally direct and decisive. And that's just talking about your content. Now, behind the scenes, something that has served me well was seeing what happens behind the scenes with some of the, you know, when I made a big leap in investing in myself a few years back, I got to see behind the scenes of that coaching team and what people were saying when it came to selling out retreats and stuff like that. I helped the coaches I was with at that time sell out retreats, and I made the decision myself, like, hey, I'm going to go to this retreat in Cancun, I'm going to go to this breakthrough retreat in the Grand Canyon. And there was a period of my life where it's like, it's now or never, and I'm going to invest in myself. And I invested around 20K in just a short amount of time, where it's like, okay, I'm fucking going. And I made that decision right there. And making a bold decision helped kick me into gear and start shifting my life. When you take brave decisions and you step forward without knowing the full way, like you don't know the full path, but inch by inch life is a cinch, yard by yard it's very hard. So it's like, the only thing you need to do is take that first step. Once you take that first step, more will open up for you. And that's the level of decisiveness it takes for a leader behind the scenes. But what I'm saying is, I made these bold decisions and I grew and I elevated and I evolved as a person. But behind the scenes, I'd see the same people in the community that were always in that maybe zone. And it was like clockwork. So they're like, hey, you know, like it would be selling a retreat, and they're like, not this time around, but maybe the next one in 6 months. And then in 6 months, it's like, hey, you said maybe for this one, and back then, 6 months ago, you said you wanted to do this one. Are you ready to fucking go? No, maybe next year. It's not convenient. And then the next year rolls along, and it's like, hey, are you ready? You know, you said last year you want to do this fucking retreat. Maybe it wasn't communicated like that. That's just how I'm saying it now. But you said you were ready to do this fucking retreat. Are you ready to go? No, but, you know, in 6 months or 2 years or something, whatever. It's like a whole cycle. And I noticed the same exact maybe people stayed as maybe people. And they always comfort themselves by saying, maybe in 6 months. But a true leader knows what they want, and they find a way to fucking do it. And they set a date, and they follow through on that date. Or they just decide to do it fucking now. You gotta let go of feeling restricted or feeling like you're gonna fuck everything up if you make a bad decision. Because business is about making decisions. Some are super fucking awesome. Some don't work out as much as others. Some may be perceived as bad decisions. But quite honestly, when I was moving forward, the fact that I was moving forward kept me safe. Because I wasn't staying stagnant and stuck in one situation. And even the bad decisions were teachers in my life. So when you realize this, whether it's making decisions behind the scene, taking risks, or even producing content and marketing, hey, Courtney, whatever it is, even the quote unquote bad decisions that you make are fucking gold. And it's going to serve you in your life. And you're going to learn from it. And then you're going to learn how to make better decisions. And you're going to acquire new data. And even from a content creating standpoint, just like the second question that was asked earlier in this live stream, the whole point is make the decision now, because you're not going to be able to know what your perfect message is if you don't take that first step. And part of market research that maybe not a lot of people talk about is taking those steps and not feeling like each step that you make is going to be catastrophic. My message was totally different in 2013 than it is today. But if I didn't take those steps then, I wouldn't have created the message that I have now. And it's not even about finally earning my way up to be good enough for the message I speak now. It was all about learning through the process of knowing the clients that I want to teach. And the clients I had earlier on weren't like fully aligned clients. Some of them felt heavy. Some of them, you know, gave me stressful times. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the gifts. But, you know, some of them gave stressful times. Hey, Joe. But what helped me evolve and start knowing what I truly wanted was stepping into the fucking ring and taking a step forward. I can say the same with marketing. I can say the same with dating and relationships. I wouldn't be in this relationship with Rebecca now if I never did the analyzing or the market research to know what type of women I didn't want. So, or if I never built up the courage to approach, you know, women in the first place or put myself out there in the dating game, like that would have never happened. And the same thing goes with business, is if you never put yourself out there and you continue to sit on the idea, but it's always this like pretty idea that you don't take action on year after year after year, then you're wasting time where you can be growing and evolving, and no bad decision that you could make or no failure that you could have is going to be catastrophic and destroy you forever. And making a bad decision is a lot less, it's a lot less scary than it is that you make in your mind. And when you allow yourself to mess up a little bit, and what was the quote? There was a quote like, if you're going to make mistakes, do it fast, like do it with speed. And it was actually a quote for football, actually. But it's good for business. It's like, make the mistakes with speed. You know, make it where it's like, hey, I'm going to take this idea, I'm going to implement it, and now I have the data to know where to move forward. You're going to evolve a lot faster, and that's the exact type of skill set that you need as a messenger to be able to start creating a message that's really hitting the mark. There's going to be failed launches along the way. There's going to be launches along the way that didn't do, you know, that did well, but not quite as well as you thought. And all that, all those experiences that you stack is going to help you fucking win. And there's no better thing to say in the beginning of 2020 than that. Instead of the first time you hit a wall this year that you like just kind of shrivel up and you're like, fuck, I fucked up, and make it personal. Move fucking forward, take the data, and learn how to, and let it be a learning experience so you can go back and execute in a better way. Because guess what? It's far more honorable to make a decision that you're like, that didn't work out as I expected, than it is to sit on the sidelines and dream, or even worse, sit on the sidelines and criticize the people that are fucking taking chances. I don't give a fuck if someone's out there doing live streams and they're doing sales activity and they haven't gotten their first client yet. At least they're on the fucking field and doing it. Or on the internets or whatever. That's more to say than most people in life. And if they do it long enough and they actually take the data and know what to improve and self-assess and all that stuff, they're going to fucking make it. So I just wanted to leave that message to you today. Jessica says, perfect message for me today. Thank you. Awesome. I feel like we said the same thing at the same time. I definitely get in a space of fear when I have to make a decision in my business. Yeah, it's like when and also it's just good to make, you know, to get to a decision instead of letting that maybe float. You know, there's a lot of decision that's a clear no. Like maybe someone invites you to something that doesn't feel like very aligned, or doesn't feel like a 10, or somebody asks you to be on a podcast, it doesn't feel like a 10 or whatever, but it clears out your energy even when you say no to those things. And it's like, no, thank you for the opportunity, but not available for this right now. And then you just move on, and then you close off that loop. So just wanted to express that today. And of course, Messenger starts tomorrow. I believe it's at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm 90% sure it's at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 10% chance that it's 1 p.m., but I'll check my times and I'll let you know. But the first live stream starts that day. There's going to be group coaching calls in there every single week for 30 days. So everyone's going to be able to get spot coaching within Messenger. And if you're looking to apply the fundamentals of growing your message organically and creating content that converts to paying clients, not only paying clients, but paying clients that don't make you want to sell your soul. And also, if you just feel like maybe you've been out there and you've been putting your message out there and you've been asking people to join your programs and stuff and you've been hearing crickets, I would love to have you in this container to help you solidify your position as a messenger, as a leader that can easily make a message that attracts paying clients, and also an amazing community that you can be proud of and love and all that good stuff. So thank you for being here tonight. Have an amazing week, an amazing first week of 2020, and I'll see you later. Winner.